Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Zurian Show, and as always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and of course, good spirits. As for us, we are doing just fine. You know, every day is an adventure. Every day is another day that we spend trying to get to the destination, but not really appreciating the journey, so to speak. And today we're going to talk about something that is always involved in us reaching our destinations and also in us reaching our journeys, or actually observing the journey and actually taking it from what it is and learning from it. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about dealing with difficult people. Dealing with difficult people day after day after day can definitely be incredibly frustrating. I know you think so. I think so, too. And we all have different cross to bear when it comes to some of the people we find ourselves having to experience. Well, I guess one of the first things I want to say is when you're looking at somebody and that person seems to be difficult or overly difficult, first thing that I think most of us need to do is we need to look at ourselves and make sure that we are not part of the problem. Also look at ourselves and make sure that not only are we not part of the problem, but that we're not basically driving and spending too much time around people that we consider to be difficult, rude, frustrating, aggravation, stressful, people that aren't helpful, people that don't have anything positive to say, people that don't do things to help us to grow and help us to develop. And in some cases, helping us to grow and helping us to develop is also letting us know that we aren't perfect, letting us know that we do make mistakes. You know, because again, to me, a difficult person isn't only someone that disagrees with me or that we have different beliefs. Sometimes a difficult person is a person that does say yes to everything that you want them to say yes to because they're not really helping. They're adding to your difficulty. Why? Because the person that's going to say yes to you and there's really not any real reason for them to say yes to you because they're just being a yes man or a yes woman is somebody that's helping to set you up for failure. Yes, they may be a friend. Yes, they may be giving you support. However, what happens when you get in front of someone that is going to be real with you and they're going to be real with you at a time where it hurts? For me, that's a difficult person because that person doesn't value me enough to actually give me the information that I need so that I can make the proper connections or the proper understanding of what's going on. Because, you know, I put it to you this way, ladies and gentlemen, for hundreds of years, people thought that the world was flat, and that caused a lot of problems. You know, I was looking at, I was reading a story about the gentleman that is considered the father of the microscope. And what I found really interesting about his story was that at the time that he discovered the microscope, because he was a person that liked to look at things that were really small, he liked to look at things underneath his device that we now call the microscope. And in one of the things that he was looking at that was very small was sperm. Well, of course, how do you get live sperm? Well, we're not going to go there any further. But either way, he got this live sperm and started looking at it underneath the microscope and realized that, you know, this was basically probably what caused people to be born and things to happen. However, his time frame didn't allow for that particular notion to be accepted. Well, really, it wasn't that his time frame didn't accept for it to be accepted. What it was per the church, it was blasphemy, it was a sin for you to actually do anything to get the semen while it was alive from your body. So what he did to get around that little misnomer was he said that he got the ejaculated sperm off of his wife's body after they had had intercourse. But again, that's really, that's an interesting thing, but that difficulty or the difficulty in that was at the time, as per the church, it was a massive no-no to do anything like that. However, if he hadn't have done that, then we may not be where we are today with our science and our development because of the fact that it would have been illegal or it would have been considered unacceptable and immoral and all of those different things. So at that time, the rules, the regulations, the policies, and the procedures in place are what caused us to not accept what was a natural thing. Now, today, we laugh at that, and we think that that's funny. But that was dealing with a difficult way of thinking and difficult people. And that would have, of course, caused a lot of things that are no longer a problem to still be a problem because we would have never gotten past that little problem there as far as the development. But dealing with difficult people is something that we all do. You do it at work. You do it at home. You do it with your kids. You do it with the person at the grocery store. You do it when you're driving your car to and from work. You drive it when you're on a personal conveyance or a public conveyance. You do it everywhere that you're going. If you're a supervisor, manager, if you're just a worker, it doesn't really matter. If you're the owner or president of a company, it doesn't matter. You're dealing with difficult people and persons on one level or another. And sometimes it's just the fact that you need to help people to understand your point of view. Sometimes it's that people are somewhat ignorant and they need to be educated in certain areas. I'm not saying to anyone that it's your job to educate anybody. What I am saying is that we all have to accept each other on an even keel, understanding that some people are going to be a little bit more difficult than other people. And also we're also talking about people that are not cooperative, people that are uncommunicative, people that are just unable to compromise, again, people that are rude, people that just plan to be unpleasant at times. Sometimes you'll run into people that will be just unpleasant. It's like I run into people all the time that tell me that they're not morning people. Well, is that really true or is that a choice? That's a choice. The choice is that you're not a morning person or the choice is that you're not a night person or the choice is that you don't like certain things. But there's still no reason for you to be rude, obnoxious, or any of the above because that's just something that doesn't trip your trigger. That's not something that motivates you. You need to respect everybody's space, everybody's time, and everybody's position on something. It's always interesting how I run into people, and I'm sure you run into people too, that are just plain unpleasant. They are the people who probably just everything is funky about them, their attitude, their disposition, the way they do things. Or you've got the people that just don't pay attention. At work, at home, all the other places. And in some cases, it's not that they don't care. It's that their minds are focused on something else. So by taking a moment or two to try to understand that person better, which is what, building a relationship, or if we were talking about it in the sense of business or not business, VCP, creating that visibility, that credibility between the people so that they respect what you say and you respect what they say. Notice I didn't say agree. I said we just respect each other's point of view. We respect what each person is saying. Then life would be a whole lot easier. Because guess what? The fact that people don't agree with you, the fact that you have competitors, the fact that you have people that are trying to do things opposite of what you're trying to do is actually in some cases a win-win. Why? Because by looking at their points of view, it can either help substantialize what you're doing, but I'm talking about looking at it in the sense of how is what they're doing make sense. What is it that they have in place or what is it that gives them that belief, that gives their belief credibility? And if you or I can look at that with an open mind and an open attitude, we're enhancing our own position. Here in the United States right now, this is October. In October, we had a really bad crisis talking about dealing with difficult people. Now, no matter which way you look at it, let's look at the facts on that particular thing. Now, normally I don't talk about politics, but I'm using this as an example because it's really a perfect example. We had the Democrats and we had the Republicans. The Democrats put a bill out. That bill was the health care plan. The health care plan that they put out, the Republicans didn't agree with. However, it went through the House, went through Congress, went through all the places that it was supposed to be, and it got approved as a law, something that was going to happen. Well, then we had some members of the other political party, the Republican Party, that didn't agree with it. So one part agreed, the other part didn't. So the House agreed or the Senate agreed, what have you, and because one was Republican-run and one was Democratic-run. However, the president was saying that he wasn't going to change anything because all of this processes had already been done. The American people had spoken. However, for almost 3 weeks, the United States government shut down. Why? Because one of the legislative bodies did not want to pass the bill. They did not want to, you know, continue or they didn't want to move forward in the process. Now, again, all of the legal stuff is done. The Republicans had 18 demands. Those 18 demands, they said that they would not open up the government and that they would shut down the government unless their 18 demands were met. And they would not open the government back up or sign the debt ceiling to raise the debt ceiling until 18 things were done. So one side is being difficult, the other side is being difficult, but both sides are seeing the other as being difficult. What ended up happening? What ended up happening in the end was of the 18 demands, absolutely not one of them was approved. However, the government shut down for about 16 days. In that 16 days or so of the government being shut down, a lot of people were out of work. And a lot of the people that were out of work were contractors, not federal employees, contractors. Now, mind you, the federal employees were out of work too. However, the federal employees all got paid basically for sitting home for 3 weeks waiting for Congress and the legislative body to get its act together and to agree. And this hurt hundreds and thousands of people. Why did it hurt hundreds and thousands of people? Because especially in the Washington, D.C. area, federal employees, federal governments and all of that, federal government and contractors do a lot of the work. The stores that support around the area, transportation, all of those things suffered. Why? Because the federal employees and the contractors weren't going back to work. Well, yes, I said that the 800,000 federal employees are now back to work. The federal parks are open, museums, all of that stuff, and all of these people are back in place. Now, not essential personnel were still working. However, even though those people are working, those contractors that were all on different contracts, well, most of them are TM contracts, which is time and materials. However, most contractors can't bill the government unless they work hours. Well, guess what? For those weeks that the government was closed, they couldn't bill anything. So that put a lot of people in a financial hurt locker. Now, I'm using this example because I'm saying that because both sides to each other were difficult or were hard to deal with, we ended up shutting down the federal government and not moving forward. They actually ended up with us becoming more in debt as a nation, which is, again, a very bad thing. So when I'm talking about difficult people, I'm talking about all of the above. You know, aren't you tired of stress? Aren't you tired of aggravation, of dealing with and having to be bothered with difficult people? And understand that the stress is caused by people that in some cases either don't care, all right, or just want to be aggravating. Some of it, again, is ignorance, but a lot of it is not. So, again, I use the present debacle just as an example. I really don't care if you're a Republican or you're a Democrat or you're Tea Party or whatever. That really isn't the point. The point is that because two groups of people couldn't get along, or a group of people amongst the two groups of people couldn't get along, it literally cost the American public millions of dollars. I think it's something like $24 billion, you know, that were actually lost because of this period. And a lot of stress, a lot of aggravation. You know, the news constantly pumped. What does it pump? Negativity. You know, everybody else that could talk about the subject did what? Talked about the subject. So I think we need to remind ourselves that we don't need to be put through that type of stress. So if you've got difficult people in your life, you need to try to get as little exposure to them as possible. You also need to continue to do the things that you're going to do to help you grow, you develop, and you get to the levels of success that you want to get to. Because guess what? Most of those people don't care. You know, there's an old saying, if you knew how much people didn't care, you'd stop caring about what people think. And, I mean, it's a really powerful statement, and it's very true. Too many people put too much attention and credibility on what other people think. You know, if you're fat and you want to lose weight, guess what? Stop talking crap and lose weight. If you're not happy with your job, stop talking crap and get rid of your job. If you're around constantly negative people and they're draining you, guess what? Remove those people from your circle. Remove those people from your life, and your life will get better. So what I want to do is I want to talk about, or I want to share some tips with you when dealing with difficult people. You know, there was there's a lot of different things when we talk about dealing with difficult people. But one of the things that I want to talk about is, number one, don't get dragged down by negative people. You know, the old saying goes, misery loves company. You need to remove those negative people from your life. Why? Because they are miserable, and they like the other person standing next to them to be miserable too. Okay? You need to, again, guard your time, guard your mind, and guard yourself. All you've got is time. Why would you want to spend it around people that suck the life out of you? Number two, listen. You need to listen to your inner voice. If something tells you that this isn't right for you, don't be tempted. You know, you have to just tune out those negative people and get them out of your life. You know, most of us rarely stop them from spewing their negativity. But if you're constantly hearing, if you're constantly listening to negativity, and if things just don't seem right, then that means you need to get them out of your life. You should not want to have to talk more and argue more or be forceful with people, because guess what? It doesn't help you, and those people don't care. They like that drama that comes up because you are losing your control. You need to create active listening techniques as you deal with other people and interact with them. And listen for the little signs that are going to tell you that this isn't somebody you want to be around. It doesn't matter if they're making you money. If they're making you money, you need to get what you need, and you need to get out. Stop wanting more and more and more. Get what you need to get, and then start growing, because guess what? You're losing a lot more than you're gaining. Another one is, we all have limited time. So you need to use the limited time that you have for venting and creating positive spaces in your life. Remember that there is a difference between perpetual pessimism. And also, occasionally, we all need vents. We all have to deal with constant stress and all of that, especially if we work a 9-to-5 and we're working around a lot of people that are just leeches. They're just negative all the time. So you need to use the 5-minute rule when you come across somebody like that. You know, let it be your colleague, vent for 5 minutes. You know, but after you vented, you need to get into that mode to where you're not going into a downer mode. You need to, again, start removing those people from your lives. All right? The other thing is that if you've got, number four, if you've got negative people around you or difficult people around you, don't agree. Don't agree with the negativity that they're giving you. When you agree and let them do the thing and keep doing it, guess what? Guess what they're going to do? They're going to keep sucking the life out of you. They're going to keep taking up your time. They're going to keep being those argumentative, difficult, and hard to deal with people. So don't agree with them. If you don't agree, don't agree. And as soon as you can get away from them, after you said what you needed to say without arguing, without getting into anything, because perfect example, let's say you're a lower level in the totem pole of the company. Is arguing going to win your fight? No, it's not going to win your fight. All you're going to do is put yourself in a more precarious position with that manager or supervisor. So you say what you have to say, you do it in a respectful manner, and then you move on. You know, if it's that you got to document it, document it. but don't carry the weight of their negativity on your shoulders, and don't be a part of their negativity or endorse it by agreeing with it. The other thing is, don't stay silent. If you got somebody that's negative, sometimes you'll run into people that are negative, this is number five, and they don't agree that, or excuse me, they don't even aren't even aware that they're constantly putting out this negativity. So you'd be doing them a favor by not staying silent, by letting them know, hey, I have a problem with the way that you address me. I have a problem with the way that you deal with certain things. Make it known that your standards won't let you deal with their difficulty. Let them know what they're doing, but do it in a respectful, a courteous, and a calm manner so that you can move on with your life. If they don't want to move on with their life, then whose problem is it? It's their problem. However, if you keep introducing yourself into their problems, well, guess what? Now it's your problems and their problems. So don't stay silent. You know, you need to make it clear when you're listening to people that certain things are unacceptable and that you're not going to be part of it, that you don't want drama in your life. And understand, sometimes people are going to be a little bit persistent in this. You have to agree right now that you're going to be persistent to say what you need to say in a respectful and a correct way, and also not to jump on the complain or the problem wagon. Number six, don't switch extremes into facts. You've got sometimes that people put the extremes. They take the most difficult thing and make it into facts. It's not necessarily facts. There's always a positive to most things, or one way or another. Not always, but most times. Negative people often speak in extreme terms that match their world views. They talk about the never and always, and your first goal is to switch them into a facts basics statement. So they need to give you the basic facts of what's going on and not exaggerating the ultimate thing that went wrong or what they believe that went wrong. A lot of people that are negative, a lot of people that are difficult to deal with, their emphasis is on the negative. If their emphasis is on the negative, then they're not going to see the positive. Okay, we switched to a different, you know, retirement plan, and I really don't want to switch. However, that other retirement plan is going to get you 20% more money down the road. Again, the emphasis was switching and the problem of switching. The reward of that, which we didn't cover, was the fact that that 20%, that's going to earn me 20% more in my overall savings over a lifetime. You know, so again, don't let them switch extremes and turn extremes into facts. All right, you've got a lot of negative Neds and a lot of negative Nellies out there. So remove them again from the pool. Number seven, move to problem solving. Stop dwelling on the problem. Start dwelling on the solutions. Start figuring out ways to address different things, different ways that you can approach things. Because guess what? Talking about the problem is not going to fix the problem. Talking about solutions and probable solutions and other ideas on how we can address something is going to turn this situation back into a positive situation. But until we take those steps, that's never going to happen. We're never going to have progression, and we're not going to get to the next level that we need to get to. The other thing, number eight. Number eight is cut them off. If after all your efforts, you deem that these people that you're dealing with are helpless, they're just negative, then you need to cut them off. You need to make sure that they aren't just venting for a few minutes and that few minutes turns into more and more time. You need to make sure that you won't encourage them and don't encourage them to continue on. You want to make sure that you can switch to problem solving, because they can't. And if they can't switch to problem solving, they can't help you. And you also need to politely shut them down. Okay? So these are eight of the examples that I gave. So the first example is don't get dragged down. Don't get dragged into it. Don't be around those people that love misery. Misery loves company. Number two, you need to listen and accept things for what they are. Listen to what they're saying and see what kind of patterns they have. See what kind of path they have. You're dealing with these people on a regular basis. Sometimes you can see right off if a person is difficult. Sometimes you should, again, listen too, because sometimes that difficult person may not really be difficult. You may not be getting it, okay? Number two, you need to make sure that you use your time, a time limit for venting. If a person is venting to you, that's fine. They tell you what's going on. Okay, we figured out what the problem is. Now let's start working on the solution. Don't let them vent forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. 5 minutes is usually enough. After 5 minutes of venting, you need to move to the next thing. So that's number three. Number four, don't agree. If you don't agree, let the person know that you don't agree. Be polite, be courteous, be professional. But let them know, I don't agree, and this is why I don't agree. All right? The next thing is you need to don't stay silent. If you don't agree, if the person is talking something that is totally negative, you don't want to hear it, it's just ridiculous, don't stay silent. Tell them what you need to say. Don't just sit there and be a poster board for somebody to throw darts at. Move it to the next level. That's number five. Number six, don't switch extremes into facts. Get all the facts you need to get, and then don't harp on the negative. Harp on what you can do to take that negative and turn it into a positive. Don't let them switch facts into some extreme terms, as in their views of the world, that are not based really on facts. These are usually the negative Neds and the negative Nellies. Number seven, move to problem solving. It's a problem. It needs to be dealt with. Let's figure out what the problems are and how we can fix them, and let's start putting things in place so that we can make the corrections. Okay? Number eight, cut them off. If the person is just complaining, and they continuously do it, they continuously come back to you with it, make them aware. Again, let them know that there's a problem. Let them know that they're always having this negative. I mean, some of it's their upbringing. It's what they know, so it's what they do. You can help them to change that pattern. And believe it or not, you're probably doing them a favor, and if they don't appreciate it, then you already know that that's a person that you don't need in your life. Now I'm talking about in your home, in your workplace, in your social networking, all of these different things. You need to remove the negative people from your life. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you got a good amount of help and information out of the Zurian Show today. And again, we don't need negative and difficult people in our lives. So dealing with difficult people is hard enough, but don't you become part of the problem. Don't you get wrapped up in the minutia that they've got going on, which ends up translating into how you deal with your life. So if you're frustrated, if you're dealing with rude people, if you have a constant persistence of negativity coming at you, here were 8 tips to try to help you to deal with difficult people and things that you need to do, because guess what? Nobody else is going to fix it for you. Nobody. So that means if it's meant to be, it's up to me, right? If it's meant to be, it's up to me. That means it's also, if it's not me, it's up to you. So if you need to get some books, whatever, please get them, but stay away from negative people. Understand that dealing with difficult people is a part of life, and understand that no matter where you go or how you get there, doesn't matter what your faith or any of that other stuff is, you're going to deal with difficult people. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you for listening to the Zurian Show, and we really appreciate it. Right now we're up to about 38,000, which is phenomenal. And also, if you like the show, in the upper left-hand corner, click follow and share the show with everybody that you possibly can if you see value in this. And understand that, guess what? If you're not listening, all we're doing is talking to ourselves. This is Zurian of the Zurian Show saying thank you, take care, and we wish you every success.